decided to do on a plane. And there are a lot of good things to do on a plane, my dear listeners. Uh-huh. In the middle, the airlines worry about our culture. So they switch the lights off, and then they show you a taste of Hollywood. Yeah. So you can have Gil Arroyos, Shvichas Domen. You have Avay Dezora, Sinas Chinam. You can see it all, and you can hear it. Teiru Shebiksav and Teiru Shebalfeh. And so why he comes over to me and he wants strong talk about Hasmode, Tfilon, Yerushalayim, yeah, that's the evil boy. Yeah. So, you know, these people will never do tshuva because they're averis, a mitzvah. Nobody does tshuva over mitzvahs. So the Eibusha decided, I'm going once and for all to stage an event by the Jewish people, which is going to pull the sinas chinam from under the covers. It's going to come out in the open. In such a way that the whole Jewish people, when they get to hear it, are going to shake to their foundations. And through that event, I'm going to bring the Churban Beis HaMikdash. Not that event is the reason for the Churban. I'm going to engineer the Churban through an event of Sinas Chinam that generations later, when Chazal ask what was the Avera, the answer is going to be Sinas Chinam, and this story is going to prove it. Akamtso ubalkamtso chorev Yerushalayim. The pasuk which opens up this story is Ashrei Odom Mefachei Tomid. A person who believes in Hashem and he believes that the world belongs to Hashem Yisborach. So it's not Hefke. You don't like this person. You don't want this thing. You, this and that and that. You spoiled brat. But there's a Rabbanu Shel Olam here. If you do this action, do you know the possible undesirable consequences this is going to cause to the Almighty's world? Couldn't care less. I believe in the Big Bang. And I'm the knacker who's going to make the bang. That's where that little Yetzer Hara is saying to us. So what is Eibush to do? Causes the following. There is a person that the Gemara despises him to the extent that doesn't give us his name. He's called Hahu Gavra, John Doe. Okay, I call him Big Shmo. And this Big Shmo has a very good friend called Kamtso, and a mortal enemy called Baal Kamtso. Now, what are they enemies for? Whatever happened. But they had a duel, don't they? They dueled and one of them stabbed the other. What are they enemies? I don't know, but I imagine one of them wanted Maftil Yaina on Yom Kippur to prove to his wife that he's a big knacker there in the shul. And he spoke to the shamus and he said, I'm giving $5,000 to the shul. Give me Mafta Yaina. And he said, yeah. Why not? So he's giving it to him. Comes the other one. Mamish Erev Yom Kippur talks to the shamus. He said, I had a hard time with my wife and I want to hold that I'm a chassid mensch. I'll give you $3,000, Mafta Yaina. Nah. He says, so-and-so offers me $5,000. I give you $5,500. No, look, for $500, I'm not going to go back on my word. My word is a word. If I give a word, it's better than the mafia, mamish. I'm so honest. Yeah, $10,000. Yeah, why not? Yeah, it's a deal. What about your word? We'll talk about it after Yom Kippur. Yeah. So he's giving him. Now, the other one is expecting to be called Yamoid Dotmazei. Ahu Gavam. And Bar Kamtso got Mafcher Yonah Bar Kamtso. What's the truth of the story? The Eibishter gave Bar Kamtso Mafcher Yonah. Remember the Eibishter? He's still around in this world. He decided he gets. Should this person be angry and jealous and jealous? No. Not at all. Bashel. Does this person, Hahu Gavra, believe in Hashem Yisborach? Falsely? Yes. Really? Not. Is he orthodox? He's super orthodox. He gives huge donations to all the yeshivas. He supports Talmidei Chachomim and Gemilas Chasson. He builds mikvoyes and whatnot. Now, it's going on now for 7 years, their machlokes. In what proportions? Well, one doesn't walk on the same side of the street as the other. Certainly doesn't say hello to him, good morning, look at Shabbos. Probably bad morning, he says to him. And the wives are not allowed to talk to each other. They can't be in the same organization. If there's a ladies' tea and one sees the other there, she runs away. Now, the children can't go not to the same day camp or sleepaway camp, can't be in the same school, so if they're parallel classes, they have to be in that. You know, give it a few generations, you're going to have 1,000 people involved here, the Einiklach and the Ur-Einiklach, you know, it's going to be 2 nations soon. All over poor Yaino in the fish. Master Yaino. Now, I have to talk about it in a ridiculous way. You should realize what we're dealing with here. And the Avish is staging this with these two animals here, Bar Kamtso and Ahu Gavro. Ahu Gavro is marrying off a daughter, a son, or whatever he has. No, he's a kind man, an orphan he's marrying off. And he invites Kanoyim Agdoshim from the Mishnah should come. And they all come because he sings. He's one of the Cheshivster Balabatim in Yerushalayim. He gives loans of tens and hundreds of thousands. He helps people. And Mamish, he's the father of all the Almonis and the Yisoyimim. Mamish in Yerushalayim. Azaf, fine yid. The Cheshivster Balabatim come. Chazal Agdoshim, there's a table, Mamish. You have 30 Chachmei Yisrael sitting there, Kedoshei Elyon. And he sends his shamus to invite his best friend, Kamtso, personally. It's not a written invitation, it's personal. And a fluke takes place that this shamus, instead of going to the house of Kamtso, goes to the house of Bar Kamtso, the enemy. I want to ask you something. These things happen? You know, if I will go to a shoemaker who makes, you know, handmade shoes, and he takes a measurement, and then I come and I try on the shoes he's made for me. They're a little bit tight or too wide. He still remains a shoemaker. What about if he made 2 left foot shoes? I think I take away his sign, shoemaker, right? You know what a shamus is? He went to school. He has a degree in diplomacy. He's the person who invites people. He smiles. He's this and that. A shamus doesn't make a mistake between Kamtso and Bar Kamtso. We take away his license if he does a thing like that. So what happened here? The Eibishter sent him to Bar Kamtso. It's an act of the Almighty. The show is beginning. And he knocks on the door, and Bar Kamtso says, "Who's there?" And he opens the door. And the Shamas of Ahu Gavra is there and says, "Ahu Gavra is making 2 nights from now the wedding of this and this, and you are one of the honored guests. That's why I've come to personally invite you." Am I hearing things? Ahu Gavra is inviting me? Yes. And he's sending a uniformed driver with a Rolls Royce to bring you. And from the kitchen, Mrs. Bar Kamtzor shouts, "Bar, who's there?" So he says, "Mirala, wait a minute, you're not going to believe this." "What? Wait a minute, have patience, Mirala." So he asks him again and again, and he says, yeah. Ahu Gavra is inviting him. And he tells him the time and everything. "And we're looking forward. Your presence will enhance our simcha." "Oh, this is a good job Davis is doing here." He closes the door and he goes to the kitchen to continue eating his blintzes there. And the wife says, what's the story? Who is that one? Meshulach or something? Ahu Gavra is inviting me as an honored guest to the simcha that he's making 2 nights from now. All of the bigwigs are going to be there. "Bar, don't go," she says. "It's a trap." "And why?" "He hates you." "Yeah, I hate him as well," he says. "But you know what? 7 years of this, I'm sick and tired. Every time I walk in the street, every 2 minutes, I have to see if he's not coming in the same street. I have to run to the other side. You can't go to the same organization. Children can't be in the same class, can't be in the same camp. I mean, I'm tired of this." "Bar, I'm younger than you, but I have a little more seichel. I graduated Barnard after Beis Yaakov." He says, "You know what, Mirala? Adam Arishan listened to his wife, and he brought a disaster to this world. 2 nights from now, I'm going to be misaken the chet of Adam Arishan. I'm not listening to you. I'm going, and I'm going to make shalom here."